for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Police issue an Amber Alert for a 2-year-old boy abducted in Warren County. A Massachusetts man accused of fatally stabbing a hiker on the Appalachian Trail in Virginia is not mentally fit to stand trial, according to the judge in the case. And with the General Assembly set to convene next week on gun control legislation, two new polls show most Virginians strongly back specific gun control policies. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 4th. Authorities have issued an Amber Alert for an abducted toddler in Warren County believed to be in extreme danger. According to Virginia State Police, Raquan Allen Ashby is a 2-year-old with white skin, curly brown hair, and blue eyes. Investigators said he was last seen wearing a light blue Paw Patrol shirt with a dark collar and red and black light-up Paw Patrol shoes. State police believe he was abducted by 21-year-old Jashar Ashby, who has brown skin, black hair, and brown eyes. Ashby is 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighs 130 pounds. He was last seen wearing a purple camouflage shirt. Police found an abandoned vehicle the two were believed to be traveling in when they were last seen on Wednesday afternoon in Front Royal. Police ask anyone with information about the child or the adult who abducted him to call the Warren County Sheriff's Office. A Massachusetts man accused of fatally stabbing a hiker on the Appalachian Trail is not mentally fit to stand trial, a federal judge ruled Wednesday. 30-year-old James L. Jordan of West Yarmouth, Massachusetts, was charged with murder and assault with intent to commit murder in the knife attack on two hikers on the Appalachian Trail in southwestern Virginia that happened on May 11th. 43-year-old Ronald Sanchez Jr. of Oklahoma died after being stabbed repeatedly, and a female hiker was seriously hurt. An FBI agent wrote in an affidavit filed in court that Jordan was acting in a, quote, disturbed and unstable manner when he initially approached four hikers along the trail. During a brief hearing in U.S. District Court in Abingdon, Magistrate Judge Pamela Mead Sargent found that Jordan is mentally incompetent. She ordered him to be sent to a federal facility to be rehabilitated until he is competent to stand trial. With the General Assembly set to convene next week on gun control legislation, two Wasson polls show most Virginians strongly back specific gun control policies. Charles Fishburn from our partner station WCVE reports.
Recent Wasson polls indicate there is a partisan split between Democrats who favor gun control and Republicans who favor gun rights in general. But when it comes to specific policies, Republicans aren't so sure. For example, 76% favored background checks, 72% oppose allowing legal gun owners to carry concealed weapons without a permit. Republicans are evenly split on assault weapons, 49-49. And poll director Quentin Kidd says that is the Republican disconnect. Those specific regulations will likely be on the agenda next week and could put some Republicans in a tight spot. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Dogs and cats in Virginia have an excellent chance of finding a permanent home rather than being put down. That's according to new numbers. They show that 88% of animals in Virginia shelters survive, and that number is on the rise. Animal welfare advocates say that's in large part because shelters in smaller parts of the state are transferring animals to larger humane societies. Tabitha Treelor is with the Richmond SPCA.
Our last fiscal year, we had 55 shelter transfer partners all over Virginia, as well as a couple outside of the state.
The Virginia Federation of Humane Societies has a goal of reaching a 100% survival rate by 2020. A Fishersville man accused of beating his wife with a shower head has been indicted by a county grand jury on malicious wounding charges. The News Leader reports 66-year-old Dave Meadows is accused of causing significant injuries to his wife's head in September. The 51-year-old victim told authorities she was taking a shower when her husband attacked her with the shower head she had been using. The Augusta County Sheriff's Department said the woman had been arguing with Meadows about her being late for work and over a lack of space in their bathroom. Jenkins said the shower part had, quote, imprinted into her head during the attack. Meadows is free on a $10,000 bond and in the meantime prohibited from contacting his wife pending an upcoming trial. Last week, 36 Norfolk Southern train cars derailed into a section of the Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge, spilling thousands of tons of sand-like coal Virginia Public Radio's Pamela D'Angelo spoke with the regional director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about the cleanup efforts.
It was just 2 years ago that the refuge was celebrating final installations of water control devices to help the swamp peat soil recover from centuries of logging, flooding, and intense wildfires. Wendy Weber, who directs this region for Fish and Wildlife, said they're working with the state and Norfolk Southern to clean it up and to monitor for damage.
It's very delicate and sensitive habitat, so we're trying to do it with the least impact. That peat, we don't want it to get compacted or else the coal will settle out there.
Chris Lowy is a refuge manager. He says the coal affected about an acre of land and that about half an acre, including trees, had to be bulldozed to get the rail cars out. So far, only aquatic organisms like frogs and turtles living in the ditch along the rail line will be impacted. But the peat soil is a big concern.
You can't just dig down with an excavator and dig it all out, whatever coal's in the soil, and then just bring in a dump truck and fill it back in with dirt and restore it. So they're going to try to scrape that coal that's on the upper layer of the soil and get all that out.
Cleanup could take 2 to 4 weeks. Lowy is keeping an eye on the weather as rain could have a negative impact. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.
Virginia Commonwealth University has renewed a teaching contract with former Governor Doug Wilder, despite allegations he sexually harassed a former employee in 2017. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the university renewed Wilder's contract as an adjunct professor earlier this year. A former employee of Wilder said he had kissed her without consent. The Washington Post reported that in March 2018, Sidney Black filed a complaint to police and school officials against Wilder, who is more than 60 years older than Black. She said Wilder took her to dinner on her 20th birthday, gave her alcohol, and invited her back to his condo in Richmond, where he kissed her. Wilder has not publicly commented on Black's allegations. Finally today, the Chesapeake Bay blue crab population has increased by 60% over last year. That's good news for commercial fisheries and for consumers and those of us who really love blue crab. Charles Fishburne from partner station WCVE has the story.
The Blue Crab Advisory Report just released shows the population up from 372 million to 594 million this year.
Increase that we've seen recently is something that we're quite excited about.
Rom Lipsius, professor at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science.
It shows the continuing resilience of the blue crab population and fishery since management actions were implemented in 2008.
The new regulations were strictly enforced.
Quite severe in some cases, such as the complete shutdown of the winter dredge fishery, which had been in existence for over a century.
It worked immediately, and the crab population has been trending up with some small setbacks ever since. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Independence Day.